With Montana News, I'm Josh Burnham. Months of drought and record temperatures fueled wildfires in central Montana this week that burned thousands of acres. Dozens of homes, grain elevators, and bridges were lost. MTPR's Shaylee Rager talked to some of those impacted by the fires.
I just want to show you a picture. Yeah. That's our house.
It's hard to tell a house once stood in the spot that Jamie Reed holds a picture of. It's now a pile of charred, smoky rubble, her 13-year-old son Dragon says.
It's in the ground because we had a basement.
Yeah.
The house collapsed in on itself. Reed, her husband, and their two sons moved into their two-bedroom, one-bath house in Denton just a year ago to be closer to relatives. They're one of about 20 families in town who lost their house to the West Wind fire that sparked Tuesday. It's one of three late-season wildfires this week that forced evacuations of residences near Browning, Great Falls, and in Denton. No significant injuries or deaths have been reported. After evacuating, the Reeds went to the Fergus County Fairgrounds, where the local extension office is collecting donated clothes, toiletries, and food for displaced residents. The Reeds were able to grab a handful of clothes and some family photos. Everything else was destroyed.
We had all the boys' Christmas presents in there.
The West Wind fire started in grasslands before whipping through town, engulfing some structures while leaving others still standing right next door. Pat Hosifer helps run the only grocery store in Denton, which was spared from the blaze. A building across the alley was lost. Hosifer was in his shop when he first saw the fire hit town. He said it was hard to tell which direction flames were coming from and where they were going.
You couldn't see the fire because all you could see was smoke. Had places where you're 100 feet, the fire burns right by you and you don't even see it because there's so much smoke in the air.
Around 150 firefighters from several agencies descended on the town as the more than 200 residents evacuated. Don Pyra, a fire management officer with the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation in the area, said 70-mile-an-hour winds and historic drought made it impossible for crews to use normal tactics to fight the fire.
In spite of having all the stuff in the world we can get, there's just some things that we're still limited. Mother Nature still has a trump card.
Pyra called the wildfire a traumatic event for all involved. Another grass fire fed by high winds burned through the Gibson Flats neighborhood in Great Falls early Wednesday morning. The local sheriff's office says that 11 homes, 7 garages, and 11 outbuildings have been destroyed. Sherry Stone was thankful to find her home still standing in Gibson Flats when she returned. She'd left two nights prior at about 3 a.m. when a neighbor called to tell her his house was on fire.
Thing I went upstairs and I saw the fire, and I grabbed my pets, my phone, and my computer, and I left right away.
Stone lost a corral and her grandson's Chevy Nova. She's also feeling a mental toll.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit emotional about it. So I woke up this morning and felt like I was beaten because my body was so sore. I think it's just from all the nerves.
Montana saw the first of its major wildfires of 2021 in June. It's very rare for major fires to occur in December, but the potential for significant wildland fires continues. An outlook published by the National Interagency Fire Center says more than 90% of the U.S. West is in drought, and a large swath of Montana faces above-average fire potential for the rest of the month. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.